The threat has been neutralized. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The web is abuzz with the takedown of Lauren Valley, an activist with MoveOn.org, outside a rally for Kentucky Senate candidate Rand Paul.
She claimed to be presenting Paul with an award from Republic Corp. It's a group created by MoveOn that focuses on what it calls the merger between corporate America and the Republican Party.
Yeah, she was there to mock him.
I was simply there to hold a sign.
A very not nice sign, Lauren. And so the crowd was on her like airplane passengers on a terrorist.
People in the crowd pulled her blonde wig off first.
As the car pulled up, before Rand was even out of the car, they stepped in front of me.
And still she didn't take the hint, leaving Rand Paul supporter Tim Prophet no choice but to immobilize the now wigless 23-year-old female.
I put my foot on her, and I did push her down at the very end, and I told her to stay down. I actually put my foot on her to, I couldn't bend over because I have issues with my back.
She forced an injured man to step on her head.
I think when all the facts come out, people will see that she was the one that initiated the whole thing.
Of course, some people think that he should apologize. However,
I would like for her to apologize to me, to be honest with you.
Yes, and think about it. Had she forced him to actually bend down to step on her head, he might have re-injured his back. And once Rand Paul follows through with his promise to repeal health care reform, that's a pre-existing condition. You're screwed. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.